Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's get to a midday grab bag of questions featuring the one and only Abe Gordon. Hello, Abe.
Hey, guys. All right. You guys kind of burned through. You all right?
We did.
You burned through question number six. It was about the Phillies ownership group and kind of having to buy tickets.
Okay.
But
so
that's
we
all right.
Have five.
We will audible to a different NBA discussion. Steph Curry, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, all watching the remainder of the NBA playoffs from most likely a home theater, I would imagine.
Well, I think KD's in Cancun already.
Yeah, they might.
I saw pictures of him down there surfing.
Sweet.
So he's already on the beach.
Hell yeah.
Which of those three, Steph, LeBron, and Durant, is most likely to win at least one more title?
Probably LeBron.
Interesting.
And what team would that hypothetically be?
The Hawks.
I say LeBron because he has the best number two guy.
Okay.
He has the best number two guy.
Okay.
On the team that he's currently on.
Yeah. I think it's KD because
you think he'll go somewhere?
What we talked about earlier.
You think he'll go somewhere?
Yeah. I think he'll try to find it.
I think a man Val, a New Yorker Val, was like suggested maybe going back to Golden State.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think he's the easiest to fit in somewhere else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like KD slots in. Like
you
just get him the ball on the wing and let him go and he makes your team better and all that kind of stuff. I don't think Steph Curry ever leaves Golden State.
No, he's never.
And I don't think Golden State's going to win another championship unless KD went back there, in which case KD would be a part of that, and then they both would. Maybe all of them go, you know? Maybe LeBron opts out, which he's going to, and he wants to team up with Draymond and Steph, and then maybe KD goes too, and then all three of them are in Golden State next year, and they all win a championship.
And if they're that good, they can easily hide Bronny.
And then, Bronny can be coming off the bench.
9 minutes with the four Hall of Famers out on the
field. You laugh, but, like, this is the modern NBA. You know what I mean? Like, these guys would do that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if they wanted to go.
It's going to
be Golden State.
Yeah,
because they've all moved. Steph's the only one who hadn't moved. Yeah. He's never going anywhere. No. He's going to own half of that team before it's all said and done, and he should. If I have to pick one, I'll pick Kevin Durant because he – I don't know. You slot him anywhere and it works, and he's a guy that's moved a lot and all that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't be surprised if all those guys are on the same team next year, honestly.
All right, question number two, going into the realm of college football. Do Deion and Shador Sanders need to stop responding to former players who have transferred away?
I think so. I think the only thing about this is that I know Prime a little bit. I know how he is as far as his persona and everything like that. He's an old school coach. He has a lot of old school values that it's hard for these young players to do that. He's honest with you from a standpoint. If you're not cutting it, he's going to tell you, and he's going to be brutally honest and tell you, you might want to go in the portal because I'm bringing somebody in here to replace you. He's going to say that. And a lot of days, and these new athletes can't take that kind of brutal honesty. Prime's not going to kiss your ass. He's not. He's Deion Sanders. He don't have to do that. But as far as Shador, yeah, just just chilled out. Just, I understand you defending your father and everything like that, but yeah, he needs to chill out because I don't think he's doing himself no favors. Do I think this will hurt him in the draft process? No.
I don't either.
No, but I just think, you know.
Doesn't help him, though.
It's not even about helping him. It's just like, what's the reason, though?
Right. That's a great question. That's a great question. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, people should adopt this as a strategy, right. I think I'd keep doing it. I think it's hilarious.
I got a question.
It doesn't
for you,
bother me.
I got a question for you, Bunk. We watch kids transfer back and forth for the past 2 years. Does anybody that's transferred say anything about the program like these players are saying stuff about Colorado?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
Okay. That's true.
I was just curious.
Yeah. No, you're right. But I also think, you know, like they're being asked questions specifically about what was it like when Deion Sanders took over the program?
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, like, a part of it is people aren't transferring out of there either with Deion there. I don't know, man. I think that what they're doing is very different than what anyone else has done in college football so far. And this is a part of that.
Yeah.
He's going on Instagram telling people, DM me for defense, DM him for offense.
Yes.
Like, and from the standpoint of someone who doesn't really care one way or the other if it works, I'm interested to see if they can make it work like this.
Yeah.
Because this is different.
This is different, yes.
A head coach of a college football program clapping back on a former player on Twitter is very unusual.
Yes.
But I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I like observing it from the outside.
And
it's not my program.
I ain't hard to find.
I wouldn't say that's probably the right way to act, I guess, whatever.
They need to win more than three games.
But I don't care. Do it. Keep doing this stuff.
They need to win more than three games.
In the world of like college football and sports in general has never been more thirsty for content.
Right.
College football has never created more content than it does right now. And I think a part of that is the crazy landscape of college football. A lot of it is bad, but the end goal for some of these folks is simply content. That's as good as it gets. Mm-hmm. Like Shedeur Sanders telling a dude he doesn't remember him.
Yes.
And then Deion being like, yeah, he's getting drafted and you suck and all that.
Yeah, like,
I don't know. It's probably not. Like, you know, it's probably not the right, whatever you want to say, the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny as hell. And I hope they don't change.
All right, question number three here on the Midday Grab Bag. Kentucky Derby, all forgotten, is actually taking place this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Kentucky Derby, what's the sporting event with the biggest buildup that provides the least amount of action?
The biggest buildup with the least amount of action. we could be serious, or you want us to
say anything?
Oh no, because it's not boring.
Is what you're thinking an actual sporting event, or is it just a personal challenge?
You got to express.
Would you like to present that there is build
flexibility
up
and all that stuff? It goes with athletics, well, right?
Build up, but no action like that. You don't want to put that.
A lot of foreplay. What are we talking about here?
I don't, Abe. You watch these like pogo stick races and stuff. You give me one.
I'm just thinking of like hype because I don't even really feel like the Kentucky Derby is that because in my world, no one talks about it until this week.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then maybe you might by Friday be like, oh, this is the favorite horse, and then maybe by the time it comes around on the weekend, you might tune in and watch it.
You guys know the favorite right now?
No.
Fierceness.
No.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
no.
I mean, that's the point.
You asking me the one thing I want to do on this weekend that I have not done. I want to go to the F1. I want to go to. I want to go.
Okay.
And every year we plan, but we can't do this year because we're going somewhere later on in the month, so we couldn't do it this year. But I want to go to one because I've gotten after watching the Netflix thing and talking to Mike Bell. I'm hooked on it. Like I ain't like Mike. I ain't finna take no damn alarm and watch the race in Tokyo at 2 o'clock in the morning, even though I was up 2 hours later. But yeah, I'm big. I love this F1 thing.
That's great.
Yeah, love it.
It's cool to add a new sports interest to the repertoire, like after being a sports fan for so long.
Yeah,
I'm like to add something new too.
You want a couple of oddball suggestions?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so.
No, they'll come. I'll let them come organically.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Let them happen organically. I don't have an answer to that.
I don't have
question.
An answer either.
Is Kentucky Derby the one? Like.
That's definitely number one.
Because what is it?
For
like,
sure.
How long is the race? It's the fastest
two minutes
in sports or something
ten,
like that. That's
two,
what they say.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
The build-up's 5 hours.
Okay.
It's
all right.
You
okay.
Put it on at 2 o'clock. And they have other races throughout the day, but
right.
No one cares about those.
But it's so people are wearing fun hats and drinking mint juleps and all that kind of stuff.
Overrated.
The drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. In your mind, for whatever reason you want it to be, what was the Falcons' best selection in the 2024 NFL Draft?
Michael Penix.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay.
Junior. I always leave the junior off.
Yeah. They didn't take his dad.
Yeah.
That really would have made people mad.
What?
They drafted his dad.
Because he can't
even play.
Yeah. Michael Penix Jr.
Andy, are you defaulting to Braylon Trice?
Yeah, I'm going to say Braylon Trice because it addressed the biggest need.
Think long term, Andy. Think long term.
Yeah.
Think long term. Does he have a number yet?
I haven't seen it yet. Was it Rondale Moore? Is him and Rondale Moore still in negotiations?
Are they?
I'm looking at it here on the most recent Our Lads depth chart.
Okay.
Rondale Moore, 9.
Okay.
Michael Penix doesn't have a number.
Okay. But
all of the draft picks don't have numbers yet.
Okay.
No draft pick has a
number. I'm thinking long term right here, Andy. Thinking about him getting this city back where it needs to be.
But what if he isn't good?
I don't know.
Then it would be a horrible,
draft pick.
Imagine if he's a bust in 4 years when he finally plays.
I was like, oh, God.
I don't think he will be. I think Penix is going to be awesome. Like, I think people know how I feel about Michael Penix, but it's a crapshoot at the quarterback position. I love Braylon Trice. He's going to play next year for sure, and I think he's probably the best pass rusher they have right now. So
you think so?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he comes in as, yeah.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if he leads the team in sacks next year.
Like five?
Yeah, that's all he got. That's all he has to have. All he has to get is 5.5.
Oh, God.
Isn't it like 6.5 was it last year, right?
Yeah.
And that's the most any individual's had in a season in a while.
Yeah.
So it's not a high bar.
No, I mean, but you think about it.
But it's a bar.
But you think about it.
Both of those guys are gone.
The last time.
So somebody's got to do it.
The last time this team had first-round defensive ends.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe they strike gold in the later rounds.
You know what? It didn't work out drafting him early. Let's just not draft him or draft him late.
There it is. New strategy.
New strategy.
New strategy. Well, we gave a guy $100 million, but we're still going to draft the quarterback in the top 10.
It's unconventional.
New strategy.
It's unconventional.
And that's the thing about it, and I like it.
But that's what they say about all visionaries, you know? Everybody questioned Einstein until the theory of relativity.
Yeah. How many visionaries had their things not work out and then went to the cuckoo bin?
Well, we never hear about those visionaries.
We don't hear about those.
We don't hear about those visionaries.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Everybody laughed at Steve Jobs, and now we all have an Apple iPhone in our pockets.
You're damn right. Everybody laughed at Galileo.
Everybody laughed at Galileo. Now look at him.
I don't know.
His star is named after him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Galileo.
Everybody laughs until they cry.
Yeah.
And then they cry until they sleep.
Yeah.
At least that's what happens at bedtime at our house. Lately. Sucks. Trying to do better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.